Parshas Chayisore, Kvura Soro. The MS is, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asor Nisyonis, Nisnasa Avraham Avinu, like most of the Farshim, the Bartanur, the Rambam, a lot of the Rishonim, the last Nisoyin is the Akedo. And there's various Cheshbonis exactly what the Ten Nisyonis are. But Rabbeinu Yoina, Andra learned that this that he has to go find the Kvura Soro is the tenth Nisoyin. Now it's interesting. I saw in some Svarim when they touch up the Seder of the Nisyonis, it's not Grada that Akedah is the 10th Nisyon. There's a whole Seder, I'll be the Midas, I'll be the Spheres. It's parallel to things that the Akedah Be'etzim is the last Nisyon in the Seder. But I'm clearing it's not a Sphere to this Rabbeinu Yoina, Mitzadar Avonah, the Pshavaz Azoy. Avada, the last Nisyon is the Akedah. And then, Noch the last Nisyon comes the last Nisyon of Kavura Sorah. Because the Pshat is, in the Nisyon of the Akedah, the Sotan was Makatrik, and he saw that Avraham Avinu was able to be Oymid ben Nisoyin. And then he tried that maybe, like it's a Bechin of a Hoser Sotan, Milfaneinu, Umeacharenu. Dafta after Avraham Avinu already did the Akedah, and he was Mesgaber, maybe by causing Sora to be Nifter, because of the Besuras Akedah, maybe it would cause Avraham to have Charota. It's the Hoser Sotan, Meacharenu, when he tries to Chapas afterwards. That's also a Nisoyin. It's not a theory that the Akedah Betzim is the last Nisoyin. In whatever the havon of that is, nochdem kumt yener nesoyin, that the Eibishter wants that the menasa him if he's going to have charota. State vayu chayisora meyav v'esav v'sheva shonim shnei chayisora could be read two sets of lives, because the emesora had one life until 90 years old before she had a child yisha believe on him, and then another sidra, another 37 years vayu zok the balaturim is 37. That's the Vayiyu, the 37 years was the last 37 years. Yitzchak was 37 by the Akedah. Chazal Darshan. Bas Kuf ki Bas Chof, Bas Chof ki Bas Zayin, Harvey. Droshes Nemru Bazeh. But the Emes is a shtel, Bas Kuf ki Bas Chof. Le Oinshin. That's only Oinshin for Bidei Shemayim, not in Oinshin Bidei Odom. And Baschof ki Bazayin the Yoifi, the Mefarshim ask, it's poshut that Yoifi, the height of the Yoifi could be is by Baschof. Why are you being toiled in Bazayin? Is the emesis in the Yalkut Shemoini, that's a different girsa. Baskuf ki Baschof li Yoifi, even when she was 100, she was still like 20 li Yoifi. And Baschof ki Bazayin, even by Baschof, which is Roifa Unchin, she was still like a Bazayin, who doesn't even have Chesh. So let the Yalkut Shemoini, the girsa is fakir, everything stims. It's Yedua from the Briskarov, a different shot. The Gemara says in Yivomis that Sora was an islandess. If Sarah was an islandess, we could understand both members. Baskuf ki baschof, because an islandess doesn't get a din of a gedoyler right away at 12. She doesn't become a gedoyler till 20. So it's not for Oinshin b'dei Shemayim, even b'dei Adam. By Sarah, that she's an islandess, it's baskuf ki baschof lo Oinshin. And also baschof ki bazayin lo Yoifi, because by an islandess gets simoni kiur, that b'derek klal is an islandess after 7 should start becoming kiur, not Yoifi. And by her, it was baschof, in spite of the fact that she was an islandess, was ki bazayin lo Yoifi. The Medrash in the beginning of the parasha says, Rabbi Kiva hayu yoshev v'doirish v'atzibur misnamnim. Rabbi Kiva was darshing and he saw that the tzibur was falling asleep. Bikesh lo'oyreron, he wanted to wake them up. Omar, so Rabbi Kiva said, Ma rosa Esther, shetimlech al-kuf chav zayim medinas. Where was Esther zayfa to be moilech on 127 medinas? It has to do with the schus of Sora, who was chai, meyev esrim v'sheva shonim, and that's parallel to the meyev esrim v'sheva shonim of Esther. What's the pshat in this medrash of Akiva so they were falling asleep? Is under say Gos Alein, and that was Mamish today, Sugiv Emes, and Nav Gimel Amid Beis, as Mezet as the Oilem is Farshlofen, Avort on Megillus Esther, Vexachov. That's Gos Alein. Gos Alein is Azach. But Lamaisa in this forum, Chassam Sofer writes a pshat, that, you know, Avraham Avinu Be'emes said a hespit on Sorov with the Perek of Eishes Chayil, of Mishle, Perek Laman Aleph, Eishes Chayil was the hespit that he said, Vatokam Bo'oid Lailo. That Sarah heard Yomim were Shleimois, Vain by Yom and Vain by Laila. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the Emes, a person, is only by day and not by night. That's a whole cheshbon there in the Gemara, like Gabi Oinshin. But the Pshat is that a person doesn't have full only by day, not by night. By Sarah, that she was Bishleimus, by talking about Laila, that's why Esther was Zaifa to a full 127 Medinas. If not, she would have been Zaifa only to half. And Ra, Rabbi Kiva, Shat, Sibor, Misnamnim, they're falling asleep. They're Fashlofen by talk, Fashlofen by not. Or we saw that they're falling asleep. Bikesh la'oyron, that there's no time to sleep, not by day, not by night, there's no time to sleep, because the shlemus of the Mayav Esther Mesheva Medinos of Esther was because of the shlemus of the Mayav Esther Mesheva Shonim of Sorah. I saw another pshat brought down, that the pshat is that sometimes the person, the oilam is farshlof, the oilam is tired out, the oilam is miyuyish, the oilam feels that maybe it's just too much. and Bikash Rabbi Kiva La'oiron from Esther, where Esther was the Spitz Hastoris Ponim. It was a Shver Matzav in Klal Yisrael. And what was the Schus? In the Schus of the Imois, in the Schus of the Ovis. And the Emes Besfasemis writes, even like the man, the Omer, Thomas Schus Ovis, but it's not Thomas Schus Imois. So it's a Bezundera source of Chizik for someone that's already tired out. That's the Bikash La'oiron. We said that Avraham Avinu Bema said a Hespid on Esther was the Hespid was the Eishes Chayim. And it said Livkoisa, it says with a small chaf. So one shot is it was a small chaf because since we said before that it was Vahasar Satan or Fanani Macharenu that this was all Maisa Satan to get Avram to be Mescharet, Sadafka Avram said a smaller Hespid. He wanted a Shtel Avek, this Nakuda. A chaf Zeira, then he's Taka saying less. Then there's another message though that Livkoisa is Labita because he had a daughter Bako who was also Nifter. And I saw there's a message that says on Bako he also said a Hespid. But it was a smaller hesped. He only said Eishes Chayil is the Aleph base. For Sarah, he said the entire 22 psukim of all the Aleph base of the Eishes Chayil. On Bakal, he only said Beis, Chof, and Lamed. Those oisias. That was the Lufkoisa on Bakal. But Al Kapanim, the Medrash says here also that in the Medrash Tanchuma, that part of the hesped was Dorshat Semer Upishtim. Dorshat Semer Upishtim, the Medrash Tanchuma says Semer and Pishtim is Yitzchak v'Yishmol. Sarah has, Avram is saying he has to chosen Yitzchak v'Yishmol, but Dorshat Semer Upishtim that you're not supposed to make klein. There could be Tzemer, there could be Pishtim, but you're not supposed to make Klein. Yitzchok and Yiddishkeit is one thing, and Yishmaelism and anything that represents is a Fakert Zach. You don't mix the two Zachim. There's no Taroivis of Kedusha and Ander Zachim. That was the Zog of the Hesped. Now, Avraham Avinu wants to buy the Kever in Ma'arasa Machpelah. The Medrash says that Avraham Avinu found the Ma'arasa Machpelah as he was being Oisik in Achnasis Orchim, which is Godel Yoisrami, a Kabbalah Shpnei Ashchina, and Ve'el HaBokor Rotz Avraham. Avraham Avinu was running after this Ben Bokor. And in the end, the Bokor runs away from him, and as he's chasing after it, he ends up finding the Ma'arah Samachpelah. This is the Ma'arah that was already in Ephraim's property, but Ephraim didn't see it. Ephraim didn't realize what it was about. Avraham Avinu, in the Schus, that he was Oisik in Achnasas Orchim, and he saw an Oyer Godel that was coming out from this Ma'arah, and he realized that this is Yesh Varim Begoy, there's something going on over here. So in the end, the Bokor Taka disappeared, and we spoke last week, but Tas Ben Bokor, he made a different Ben Bokor. But that's when he found the Ma'arah Samachpelah. Now the Ma'arah HaMachpelah is Machpelah is kafel hay. It has a double hay, Machpelah, a double hay, because you know there's Olam Hazeh and there's Olam Haba, which is the two Olamos. The Ma'arah HaMachpelah represents where there's a chibur between those two Olamos, and that's why over there is Yeshenei Chevroim. The Adam Arishon and the Avos are there. They're bechina that they're still partially there. You know, a neshama usually goes up to the Olam Emes. Over there, it's Yeshenei Chevron. They're up in Gedissa bechina more than by other kvarim. More than by other kvarim, they're there. I heard once a pshat. It says that the Ma'arah HaMachpelah was bayis va'aliyah al gaba. Bayis va'aliyah al gaba. Two floors, but there's a pshat that a neshama always has an aliyah. You know, every year the neshama goes higher and higher, and the Olam Esel Yonim has an aliyah. Over here by the Ma'arah HaMachpelah, it's bayis va'aliyah al gaba. The aliyah is there. They blive. The Yeshenei Chevron are there. The entire time. And it represents that Mokam HaChibor between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. First, Adam HaRishon was there. Adam HaRishon, the beginning was Adam HaLeElyon, he wasn't even supposed to die, but then because of the Chait, El Ofer Toshuv, and that's why it was by Ephraim, and it was by Anshei Ches, which is Lashon of Tachas, of under, of Indrer, underneath. After Adam HaRishon's Chait, he was buried there, but it was with a Yerida. The Avos, as we know, are Maila back, the Maila of Adam Rishon, and start making the Tikkun HaOlam with the different Midos, and they're going to be covered over here. That's when it starts, that the Kever comes up, Ayala Kever. It's from down, being by Ephraim and Tachas, and down, it gets an Aliyah. Bayis va'aliyah al-Gaba. Betzim, this place has four names, Kiryas Arba hi Chevron, but it also was called Mamre and Eshkoil. The Kli Yokar says, Pshat, that the different names over here represent different ways people die. A person could die because of chait. He was mamre and he was chait. Or it could be eshkoil. Lama eshkoil shneichem. He dies because of other people's chait. But then sometimes a person has a misa of kiryas arba. Kiryas arba is a tithiastic misa that his four yisoidus, eish, maim, of ruach, pasha just separate. And then there's the highest darg of misa, of misas neshika is chevroim, which is the imeschaber to the Rabban Shalom. It's a neshika to the Rabban Shalom. Sarah was only Nifter was only the bechina of Kiryas Arba Yichevron. Sarah was Belichay, so it was not the gedder of Mamre, it was not the gedder of Eshkoil, it was the misa of Kiryas Arba Yichevron. There's a shaila if Kivrei Tzadikim are Metame. person wants to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim. And there's another shayla over here by Ma'ariv Samachpela that it's kvarim of people that will be for Matan Torah. We know Kivrei Akum is not metame. Atem kruyim odom ve'ein oiv dekechavim kruyim odom. So why is it called? Why b'chal should there be tumah over here? And the emes the Gemara says in Baba Basra that nun ches Rav Bana hoyim mitzayin ma'arter. Rav Bana was the one that was mitzayin where there are kvarim, and he was specifically mitzayin ma'aras amachpeli. It says he went down and he saw that Avram and Sarah were there together. To Sant, I saw that they asked, how could they be together? Every person's on his level. Punkt Avram and Sarah ashavis. So the pshat is here because Avram Avinu, who lived for 175 years, was hikir boiroi at age 48, which left him with 127. And Sarah was kulam shavim latoyva, is 127, so it's that much rate. But al kaponim, it says that Rav Bana was mitzayin the ma'aras. So Tosis already asks over there, it's kivrei akum, it's not metame, it's not. It's forget about the issue that maybe Kivrei Tzaddikim is not an atomic because if it was Mises Nashika, it's not that Indian of Tumah v'chule, but it's form of Koydim Matan Torah. So Taisa says it's over there. Ma'aras Samachpel is different because first of all, Adam Arishan is there, and the whole thing you say an Akam is not an atomic because Atam Kruim Adam. But Adam is called Adam, and Avraham Avinu also was called Adam. The pasuk says in Yeshua, Perek Yedalid, the Shem Chevron Lefnim Kiryas Arba HaAdam HaGodol BaAnokim. Rashi's Mefarish Adam HaGodol BaAnokim goes on Avraham Avinu. So Avram and Adam, so therefore it's not it's kvarim that are metame. That says Kenzan Kever Rachel is not is less of a problem because it's a Rachel is koydim matan Torah. Just Adam and Avram is called Adam. For someone that wants to be soimich on the fact that it's kivrei tzaddikim, you have to be choishish for the roishish al esav. That's another sibah but to be choishish for a koyin. Ephraim. The Balaturim spells as Chaser Vov. And it comes out that Ephron is exactly the Gematria of 400, which was the Arab Meis Shekel Kesef. But the Havana that Ephron is Chaser Vov, Vov is what attaches. It's a Mechaber. It puts people together. It connects. Ephron is Kol Kulei only into himself and to his money and to his offer, El Offer Toshav. He's no Vov. Ephron is Onavov. He's Kulei Farzich. Avraham Avinu wants to buy the Kever of the Maris and Machpelah from Ephron. So there's a shakla b'tarya. And it says that Ephraim tells him, Nesi'ele kim ata b'soichenu. So the hafla, he says pshat in the shakla b'tarya. What was he telling him? Nesi'ele kim ata b'soichenu. So he says, be'emes, there could be in a shakla b'tarya. Maybe Ephraim would say that he has to give the soda to the bar mitzvah. Even if he's going to sell it, he has to sell it after to his neighbor with the din of bar mitzvah. So Ephron was trying to bavorn and say it's not a problem because Nesi'ele kim ata b'sichenu. You have a din melech, and a din melech, then there's no kedima of bar mitzvah. Then as I saw the Aruch Chaim Kadosh says different. He says that Avraham Avinu made sure that the mekach should be b'maimed kol anshei ha'ir. So because when it's b'maimed kol anshei ha'ir, there's no more chashash of dina de bar mitzvah. That was the shak of atari of dina de bar mitzvah. Either it was b'maimed kol ha'ir. Or it was because he told him the seal he came out of b'sichenu. Emes says another pshat. What does it mean the seal he came out of b'sichenu? But Emes, you're not supposed to be koyver and chevron because it's an ir miklot, and you're not supposed to be koyver and ir miklot. Then it was b'ktsei sadeu, and then he told him anyways you're allowed to because the seal he came out of b'sichenu. Now there's an inyan that Avraham Avinu was buying the ma'aras hamachpela. He's buying the makom kfura. There's a very big inyan that a person is supposed to dafka buy his kever. The Chasam Sofer in Tshuva in Yerideya, in Shistante Oistrik, he quotes, he says, there's a minhag that Avada, every person, Afilu Oni should be Yisrael, should be making ma'amatz to buy his own kever. And he says, it's a melitza, but he quotes a Gemara, Ein psichas kever b'li dam. Avada the Kipshuti, the Gemara is referring to Sugya Nida, but that's the lotion. Eif shal psichas kever b'li domin, not b'li dam, b'li domin. Eif shal psichas kever b'li domin. Pasha is talking about Nida, but he's Mepharshit, the kever shouldn't be b'li dam. A person should pay for his kever. There's another remez. That the Gemara in Baba Basra, that Kuf Yud Beis, there's a whole shakla b'tarya there about a Sedei Achuzah, if someone's selling it and then rebuys it back, and it's a question of who owns it, there's a whole nidin over there. But the Gemara, there's a lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, when it's going to come out of problem, the Gemara says, Nimtza Tzadik Kover Bekever She'eni Shaloi. It's going to come out, if the field gets messed up, it gets sold for someone else. Nimtza Tzadik Kover Bekever She'eni Shaloi. Does that mean that there's a problem, that a Tzadik is supposed to be covered Bekever Shaloi? Nimtza Tzadik Kover Bekever She'eni Shaloi. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that Avraham Avinu bought the Ma'aras HaMachpelah with Arba Meis Kesef But he says a chiddush. He says the MS Avraham Avinu was worried that afterwards Ephraim's going to come with a taina that maybe it's worth much more, and he wants it to be documented. Avada state in the Torah that he bought it. Aber, and that Avada, that's the taina of the Yidden. That Avada, it's state in the Torah that we bought it from Ephraim. But Ephraim's going to come with a taina that he was a no, that it was really worth much more. He didn't realize, and he was, and Avraham Avinu cheated on him, and really it should be much more. So the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says therefore Avraham Avinu bought it with chalipin, not with Kenyan Kesef, because in Kenyan Kesef there's a no. But in Kenyan Chalipin is not a no. Kenyan Chalipin is a filu machat begomol. There's no kpeid if it's more money than it's worth. And that's what Dafka Avraham Avinu made Kenyan Chalipin. Bavorn Zarachayim HaKadosh Be'emes, it says ein matbeya nasa chalipin. But he says these weren't regular matbeya. This was something that was over with Seichar, it was be'etzem a metzias, that's a tzechefze, that's something, it's a kli, it's a zach, and he was doing it with kinyan chalipin. Avada, you have to be ma'ayin, according to the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Beis, the Gemara says, Isha niknas bekesef, and the Gemara says, we learn that from Kicha Kicha Miste Ephraim, and there's a whole sugya in Kedushin, Daf Gimel, that my son is only the punkt in the chay, the whole thing in the sugya, it's a gifin chalipin. The Gemara says Kedushin is not b'chalipin. Kedushin is not b'chalipin. And that's the whole point. Kicha kicha mishti efren is kinyan kesef. And the Aruch Haim is saying that Rav Hir was chalipin. It's yaduah the kakasha, the veldfrek. It's yitochen. You have to be holding in the sugya in Kedushin. It's yitochen that maybe the yalfus of kicha kicha is just on the actual fact that you're using kesef. Not that it was kinyan kesef. Maybe it could have been that it's kinyan chalipin over there by Ephron and Avraham, but still it's a tzush delta kesef. By Kedushin we translate it back as Kedusha kesef. Ulai. Pasuk says, Vayitev Hashem Beirech es Avraham Bakoil. Bakoil. What's Bakoil? I saw a pshat. Bakoil is Beis Koil. Avraham Avinu had, we spoke about it the other week, Avraham Avinu had a nesoyin of Lech Lecha. And we discussed that Lech Lecha is a nesoyin of a day-to-day nesoyin, day in, day out, to go away and be away from where you were until now. And then there's another sign of Lech Lecha. By the Akeda, it also says Lech Lecha, El Eretz Amoriah. The Medrash compares the two. That's also a Lech Lecha. But we explain that's a one-time sign, Chad Pami, to go and do it. The two Lech Lechas. Avraham Avinu was Beirech HaSavram, Hashem was Beirech HaSavram Bakoil, with the Beis Lecha, with Beis Kol, Beis Lecha, Chof Lamed, Lamed Ches, Lamed Chof, switch it. Beis Lecha. Avraham Avinu had under his belt, he already had both in Yonim of Lecha. And he was Beirech HaSavram Bakoil. Poshub Shara Bada, what does it mean Hashem was Beirech HaSavron Bakoil? That he was Mevarachim with Oysher and Kovid and everything that you need. What's the Shaykhis? We're going now into the Sugya of Emes. The Parsha starts with Olavaya from Sarah and now we're going into Shaduchim. Taibu Lechis, it's a Ovo, it's a Mishnah. Vavram Zokin Boba Yomim, Hashem Beirech HaSavron Bakoil. And he's looking for a Shidduch. What's the connection? Poshub Shat, the Aruch Haim says, Avraham Avinu has everything. He has a coil. But he doesn't have an enikel. How does he have an enikel? Zuch tashidach. The Rashbam says also on a pashtoifen, you know, for shidduchim it's important that what it says in the resume. Hashem Berach Hashavron Bakol. It's a mechubidik shidduch. Yesh lo oishav akovid. Yesh lo akol. It's a hakdama to the shidduch. That's pashut. The hemshach. The Gemara of Avasu Daf Tezayin says a different shana bakol. The Gemara has a machlekes tanoim. Hashem Berach Hashavron Bakol. Rav Meir Oimer Shaloi Hoyaloi Bas. Rav Meir says, what does it mean, Hashem Berech HaSavron Bakoil? Shaloi Hayoloi Bas. Why is that Bakoil? Because you don't have to spend money on the marrying of your daughter. Then that's a problem for everything. Rav says, Rav Meir is the one in Menachas that says that you're supposed to say a bracha, Shaloi Asani Isha. Rav Meir says, Bakoil, Shaloi Hayoloi Bas. That's Bakoil, not having a daughter. Rav Yehuda argues, Pumfakar, Bakoil means that he did have a daughter. And her name was Bakoil. Which of course Ibn Ezra asked, it should have said Vashem Beirech HaSavram Bibakoil. His daughter's name was Bakoil, not Koil. So it's Hashem Beirech HaSavram Bibakoil. So there's a machlokes. He didn't have a daughter, he had a daughter, her name was Bakoil. The Gemara says, other pshatim with Bakoil means that he had a certain Evan Toiva, all kind of pshatim the Gemara says in Bakoil. Rashi by Yosef Rada brings that Bakoil is Gematria Ben, that he had a son. Vashem Beirech HaSavram Bakoil, which means he was like a son, he's looking for a shidduch for his son. I was clearing after a pshat. We're clearing what's the hakdama. Hashem Berech HaSavron Bakoil, and he's looking for a shidduch. We explained it. Poshut. He had a lot of money. He doesn't have an enikel. He's looking for a shidduch. Rav Meir learns Hashem Berech HaSavron Bakoil that he didn't have a daughter. No, what's the connection? Hashem was mevarachim that he didn't have a daughter, and therefore he's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. What's the shaykes? So according to Parshat Pshat, I'm thinking, if Avraham Avinu would have had a daughter, he wouldn't have to make a shidduch for Yitzchak. He has a shidduch in the house. He has a daughter. He can make a shidduch with the daughter. He can make a shidduch Yitzchak with his daughter. Hashem berachas Avraham b'koil shaloi hoy loy bas oy bazoi. He has to go look for a shidduch. But if he would have had a bas, then he wouldn't be Mashadach Yitzchok with that bas. So I told this to someone, he's kvetching. It's Yitzchok's sister. He says, you make a shidduch with the sister. Huh? Oh, but the emesis, the other man, the Yomah says, Vashem Berech Savron Bakoil, Shehoyo Le Bas. Fret tois with some Baba Basra. Why can't the Yitzchok marry his daughter? What's the shidduch? He should marry the daughter. And tois says, Tutu Rutzen. One teretz is, she was Hogar's daughter. He didn't want to make a shidduch with Hogar. The Seis and the Havim, the Tosis thought that it's Sarah's daughter. Well, he thought it's Hogar's daughter, but he thought he could make a shidduch with Hogar. Or maybe, yeah, Keturah's daughter, I don't know. But if it's Hogar's daughter, then it's not Kedai. Why not? Have her marry Hogar. I heard once a pshat that in the Havim, the Tosis thought it was Sarah's daughter. So what's the Mila? What's wrong with looking at shidduch somewhere else? Wasn't the Mila punk making the shidduch with Sarah's daughter? Because then Yitzchak wouldn't have a shvigar. Oh, but if it's side, you're not fardining that anyways, that's Tosis teretz. But then Tosis has another teretz, that Avram didn't make a shidduch with Yitzchak with that daughter because she was too young. She was a katana. So it's a shtickle shver, she was a katana. In the end, Yitzchak makes a shidduch with Rivka, she's only 3 years old. No? Maybe Tosis means this daughter was 2 years old. The emes of pshat is that Tosis l'shitasa in four other places in Shas, in Baba Basra, in Yevamis, in Daskenim, learns, it's a machlekes. Rashi learns that Rivka was 3. But Tosis in fact holds that Rivka was 14. He has a lot of rayas to this. That Rivka was in fact 14 years old. It's enough to me know that there'll be a lot of sugis there. Tosis learns that Rivka was 14. It's very gishmak. Yitzchak made a shidduch with Rivka. She's not the daughter of Hagar. And she's 14. And Tosis said Yitzchak should have made a shidduch with that daughter. She was too young. Oh, but it comes back, our pshat is good. Vashem be'erchas Avram b'kol that he didn't have a daughter. Because if he would have had a daughter who wasn't the daughter of Hagar, who was 14, he would have made the shidduch. Oh, b'zoi, it's a chinuch, that it's a gishmak of pshat. Vashem be'erchas Avram b'kol that he didn't have a daughter. Memeila, that's why he's looking for a shidduch. If not, he would make the shidduch with the daughter. Although the emes is, a ben noyach is also osir in a choysoi, if it's a choysi min ha'av u'mina'im. Azoi, you could ask that the Ovis kept the whole Torah. We have to get to that problem. We'll see. But even without that, they kept the whole Torah. A ben noyach is also when it's a choysi min ha'av u'mina'im. So if it's the daughter of Sarah, then it's already a choysi min ha'av u'mina'im. Now, Kol's there was if you hold me shloi ha'lebas. Now I want to go the other way around. Vashem be'erach is Avram b'koil that he had a bas. So Tosis asked, why didn't he make a shidduch with that daughter? So we came up with Rutzim. But what's pshat in the hemshich? Vashem be'erach is Avram b'koil that he had a daughter, and therefore he's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. What's the connection? Because he has a daughter, that's why he's looking for a shidduch. So Kenzai, yeah, because if he didn't have a daughter, then he would look for shidduch for himself. He wasn't the kind of Ravu yet. He only had a ben. Machlokes Beishami Beisila. According to Beisila, you have to have a ben and a bas. So it's only because Hashem Be'erach Avram Bakol that he had a daughter also. So he's already mesuder in the mitzvah. He's meshadach now. He's looking for Yitzchak. Oy bazoy, I have a kasha. According to the man, the Omer, that Hashem Be'erach Avram Bakol means that he didn't have a daughter. So what's takip shat? That Avram Avinu. Like that, what's maybe Farma and Torah, son is enough. You know what's the Shaka Vatari? I was clearing also, it says, Tosis says, Yitzchak, Avram didn't make the Shidduch with Yitzchak and that daughter because she was Ketana. So we asked, Rivka was also a Ketana. So he said it, Emes of Teretz. But it could be the Pshat Zazay, what's wrong if she's a Ketana? Teretz says, a person's not supposed to marry off his daughter when she's a Ketana. The more in Kedushin. So Avram wouldn't be Meshadach Yitzchak with his daughter who's a Ketana. But to make a Shidduch with Rivka, that his Mechutin, first of all, Mechutin was dead. And he assumed you are allowed to marry off when she's a Ketana. But even if not, that's his Hashem, just Avram's Geshef. His Mechutin is marrying off a Ketana. Avram wouldn't make a Shidduch with Yitzchak with his own daughter who's a Ketana. Because of the Gemara Kedushin, you're not supposed to be Mekadosh Bita when she's a Ketana. Oh, but that his Mechutin is marrying off a Ketana, does vote in Nishgah. Mahavnuchin der Posek, Avram Zokin, Bo Bayomim. Hashem Berach is Avram Bakol, I saw a Pshat. What does it mean, Bo Bayomim? Bayomim is Beis Yomim. A person has to come with 2 days. What's the 2 days? Me'ayin Bosa, from the day that he's born. And the second day is La'anat Ha'ilach, the day that he's nektu, which we said is the two parts of this parasha over here. A person is Bo Bayomim. I heard once a Moridika Hargosha. someone said by Alavaya, that on everyone's kever it's the same thing. It says the day you were born, the ba yomim, the 2 days, the day that you were born and the day that you nifter. And then there's a dash in between. Noilad b'tarav zeh, nifter b'tarav zeh, and then there's a dash. The person's job is to be ba yomim, to fill in the dash. The beginning is there, the end is there, and whenever it's going to come, it's going to come. Oh, but a person has to know what to be mamala, the emtzah, the nondescript part. That's the part you're supposed to be filling in. You're giving the ba yomim, you're giving the yom halev, you're giving the yom habas. Fill it in. A person has to takadi ba yomim. Avraham Avinu wants to send a shliach Eliezer to marry off Yitzchak, and he wants him to be nishba that he's not going to take with Nois Kanani. I have a problem. Why does he have to make a shavua? Eliezer is a shliach. He could make a tenai in the shlichus that Eliezer is only a shliach if he's going to pick for whatever, whichever from the Nois Mishpachti. Why does he have to make him make a shavua? He should have made just a tenai in the shlichus. If he's not a shliach, it won't be chal de kedushin. What does he have to worry? Over it says he made a shliach. And it says, Simno Yotcha Takas Yerechi. Rashi says, because whenever a person makes a Shavua, he's supposed to take a Chepet Shel Mitzvah, a Sefer Torah, a Mezuzah. So Avraham Avinu, since Mila was his first Mitzvah, and he had Tsar, so it was Chaviv Alav, so he told Eliezer to hold on to his Mila. Now Rashi says, why Mila? Why not something else? Because Mila was his first Mitzvah. What does it mean Mila was his first Mitzvah? Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. But if you learn, like we said from the Marsha, Avraham Avinu only started keeping the whole Torah after he did Mila. Mila was the first mitzvah. Mila was his first mitzvah. But it could be there's a totally different shot over here. Rashi is bothered, not why did Avraham Avinu use the Nikitas Chepetz of Mila and not a mezuzah or something else. Why Mila? Why not Eliezer's Mila? Why not Avram's Mila? And on that, Rashi says, because Bolei Ayudei Tsar. But this I'm a suppik about, everybody say, how do you read Rashi? Rashi says, the Mila was the mitzvah Rishoina Ubalei Ayidei Tsar. Could it be Rashi's hinting and saying, Avram's Mila was first, and that's why it had Kedima, to do the Nikita Schaifetz? We spoke in Parshas, Lech Lecha, Machloikis Rishoina, we spoke Parchova then, but Machloikis Rishoina, if Avram Amina was Mal himself first, and then the rest of the B'nai Beisai, as I went to Rechaim and on the end, the Ramban says Fakert. So, Eshazet is a deek in Rashi here, Shemila Hoysa Rishoina Loi. Does he just mean Mila as opposed to a different mitzvah? Or is he saying that his Mila was there before the other one? In the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar from Vur, that Eliezer Eved Avraham was Oig Melech HaBosham. There's a shtickle problem. The Mefarshim, they're asking the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, because there's a stira in one medrash. It says Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu killed Oig in the first parak of the Hilchot Masechta Derech Eretz Zuta. It says that Oig was nichnas in Tegan Eden Chai. So Tzedot Tzvei Oigs. That's the Tzvei Din. Over Avada, it's Mavorat, and other Makar is also that Eliezer of Avram was Oig. The Masechta Seifim brings down an interesting story that one time Avram Avinu screamed at Eliezer, who was very huge, and Miroif Pakad, one of his teeth fell out, and Avram Avinu took that tooth and made it into a bed for himself and a chair for himself. And he's Yoshev by Kol Yimei Chayav. Masechta Seifim. So I saw Chaim Kanievsky asks, why wasn't Eliezer Yotzel Lecheris? Because of his Shein Va'ayin. And also, there's an interesting shaila, when the shein of the Eved falls out, the shein belongs, there's a reshash about this in Gittin Dachaval, does the shein belong to the Eved or to the Oden? Here it's before that Avraham Avinu took the shein. You have to know about Eliezer, on one hand it says he was doyle umashke mitoiris rabbi, you have to understand what that means. Be'emes it says in Chazal, yofasi chosen shal avdei ovis, Rashi brings it, yoiser, that some gufam shal toira are only in remes, and yofasi chosen shal avdei ovis. The Sfasemes and others explain because the Ovis themselves we have no Musagim. The Ovis themselves are Me'al Musagim. Eliezer brought it down a little bit. It was Doyle Umashke Mitoiris Rabbi. And from Dorch Eliezer, we're able to have a Havana a little bit in the Ovis. Dorch Eliezer. Doyle Umashke. From Eliezer's Anhagas, we're able to understand a little bit about a Musig, what it means Avraham Avinu. There's different Mahalchim and Eliezer. There's a I saw brought down once that the Klaus Magrebe was once talking about Eliezer in the Chumashir, and he was teaching up that Eliezer was not Toichi Kabari. Whatever, okay, you have to know, Eliezer ever not wrong. But Toichi Advarim, he said that he was a person who wasn't consistent with his Hanhagas, and he dripped us a lot, and he says he didn't even have a beard. He stuck a beard onto himself. He faked it. So one of the Hasidim was listening, says, Azoi Shteitin Rashi. By the pasuk zakan base, so Rashi says, Rashi means something else about it, but it's Rashi says, Lefi shehu davuk nokud zakan. So, Steitach in Rashi. One of the Maisa Shahai. Eliezer comes though, and he's sent as a shliach, and he's looking for the shidduch, and he says, Hakrein olafonei ayoin, and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says that the Eibush Bishim, he mezamen him the right one, and the Gemara says that the Emes Eliezer was shol shaloi kahoygen, because he doesn't know, yochal afilu chigeres v'suma, he doesn't know what's going to be, maybe it's going to be a chigeres v'suma. The Gemara says there was another one also, there was three, the Emes, the Gemara in Tainus. There were three people that were shol shaloi kahoygen, Eliezer, Shaul, because he says whoever's going to kill Goliath, and he doesn't know who it's going to be, it could be an Eved or a Mamzer, and at the end it was Nena Kehoigen, it became David, and there was a third person, Yiftach, who was Shaul Shaloi Kehoigen, he said whoever comes out of my house is going to be a Korban, and it was his daughter, so he was Nena Shaloi Kehoigen. Oh, but that's the Shaka Batari. Interesting, the Gemara's Lashon is Eliezer was Shaloi Kehoigen because maybe she'll be a Suma or a Chigeres. So the Rishonim asked, Taisus over there, other Rishonim, why isn't he worried about Mamzeres? Like it says by Shaul, the next Gemara, the next line, it says, Shaul was Shaloi Kehoigen, whoever's going to kill Goliath, maybe it's going to be a Mamzer. So Tosfos says, Far Matan Torah. But then it goes into a major issue we have. The Ovis kept the whole Torah. So some Achronim say, the Ovis kept the whole Torah, but not the Yonim of Ishus, of Arias. And that's a new Torah to why Yaakov married two sisters. That's maybe a topic we'll have to see B'Shaita, but Tosfos brings out as a Sfora that the Kepedon Eliezer was maybe she'll be a Chigeres or a Suma. Mamzeres is not a problem, it's Far Matan Torah. We discussed earlier about Yitzchak marrying his own sister, that would be an issue, Far Matan Torah. But the Emes is another Mahalach. There's a steer in the Pesukim. Did Eliezer give her all the jewelry and then ask who she is? Well, he knew already who she was. It's a steer. In the original story it says it one way, when he's repeating the story it says it the other way. It's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, which is the real way. What really happened? So if he really asked first who she was, so then there's no more chashash of mamzeres. He knows who she is. But there's still a chashash chigeres v'suma. So the Velt says, well, if it's chigeres v'suma, Tosfos also there. So Tosfos says it means she has a wooden leg. He doesn't know. There was once a shaila. It was a shaila being in a shidduch. And Shubas Marasham talks about it. A person came and wanted to break off the shidduch. She had a wooden leg. And he said we went out four times. So it's a shaila. Is that a taina that he should have known? Tosfos over here says, Yochal afilu chigeres, that Eliezer is shaloi kehoigen, because it's possible that he won't know. That you see that that's not a taina. Mind you, there was a story that in itself, that there was a bikoch of Aaron Kotler and his shver, Mr. Zalman, who was negei, a bochur that was very short. And it was negei going on a shidduch. And the question is, he wanted to look a little bit more machlovet, so there's this special kind of platform shoes, kletzkalach hazah, that you could wear, that will make you look taller. And there was, I forgot which one said, which they had a bikoch, if you're allowed to go. So one said yeah, and the other one said no, because she's going to say, he's still pretty short, right? But she's going to say, he's gone short, no, but maybe after we get married, I'll put him on these special kind of platform shoes. Then Ephesha would sign and sign to say. So that's Gate Ryan in the Cheshbon. That's Gate Ryan in the Cheshbon. Lavan comes running. First he thinks the shidduch's for himself, so he comes running, but then he saw that Fakir, that he thought it's a shidduch for, that they want to be mishadachim with the Bako. But when he sees that the jewelry is on Rivka, so then he starts walking slower, and he says, V'anoichi pinisi habayis. So I saw, how could he be, he's running, it's 2 minutes, how could he clean out the house? He said he cleaned out the house from the Avodah Zarah. So a lot of Avodah Zarah looked there, how does he do it? In 2 seconds, V'anoichi pinisi habayis. Pshat is he did bittel. He's been a bittel, a person can do in 1 second, mavatel. Bittel Avodah Zarah, pinisi habayis. Said before, it says Yofesi Chosin Shalav Deyoves. So I saw once Pshat Sichas Ain't Sicha El Tfilo. And the MSC see over here the Avoid of Eliezer. He's Meshtachave. He's Mespalo. We don't see that by Avram. And I saw this for Semes Vayta talks about this concept. Avram is so Bahalt, and we don't have a Musug in this. But every footstep that he did was Kulei Tikkun Olamos. Eliezer brings it down a little bit more. It's a little bit Mufshat. We see this Meshtachavoyes. This Tfilos. There's something we can relate to more. And that's Yofesi Choson Shal Avdei Oves. And Durch them, it's Doivu Mashka, we can understand the Oves alone. But Akoponim, I saw Pshat that Sicha means Tfila, ain't Sicha Ela Tfila. So Eliezer's davening, and that's why Yofesi Choson Shal Avdei Oves, that the Torah was Mairuch twice, the whole story. As opposed to Gufei Torah, that's in one word, the Remez. What's the twice? It's Chazaros HaShatz. That's Veitamo. Nochmo, it's Chazaros HaShatz. So I saw it in Sefer, and it's Yanchan. that he's telling that they want to rabbi door. So Lavan is rushing him up. He says, okay, let's handle. He says, no, lo yuchal adam dibarti dvorai. I'm not going to do it until I say it again. I have to say over chazar sashatz. You know, sichos and shalav yozav. So Lavan says, daber, nu, machshay, chazar sashatz. So he says, no, ever avroma noichin. It's not going to be daber. Ever avroma noichin. Stav zayin mita mahalach. Vayan Lavan uvesuel, vayoymru me'ashem yotza hadovar. The dovar is the vort. Me'ashem yotza hadovar. That's a vort. A vort is a dovar. That you know that it came from Hashem. A person gets engaged, there's a vort. Now there's a whole shaila in Chazal here, Tavur, that Besul disappeared. And they say it's because he died. So the shtickle cheshbon like this. The pasuk says, Umigdonois nosan lo'achiyo v'le'ima. Pasuk says, Nun gimel, Umigdonois nosan lo'achiyo v'le'ima. Why not to Besul? He gave McDonald's food to Achiyah v'Ima. Why not Besul? But two psukim later, it's Vayomer Achiyah v'Ima, and they say, okay, let her stay. Okay, she's ready. You already made the kedushin. Let her stay. So Chazal Shtar Rashi brings, where's Besul? Besul Hechen Aisa. He got killed. They tried to poison Eliezer, and instead Besul got killed. And why were they trying to poison Eliezer? Because if Eliezer's going to die on this shlichus, Yitzchak can't marry anybody except for his own sister, because his own sister, they know that they weren't mashalachim with her, but anyone else is a problem because you don't know who the shliach is, and then he won't be able to marry anyone. He won't have kids, and then they're going to yarshin all the hain from Avram. That's the heart of their plan. Although Yitzchak could still marry someone from Bnei Iskani, I'm not sure. But that's the heart. They tried to kill Eliezer, and then Besul got killed. But the Achronim Shtel, it says where was Besul? He was dead. Why didn't he shtel already earlier? Umigdonis nosan lachiyav aleima. Where was Besul? So I saw a pshat. Umigdonis nosan lachiyav aleima. Besul was fasting, because when a person gets married, the Chosan Kal has to fast. Now, one reason is Askapara Savonis, but there's another reason that the Chosan Kal have to fast. They shouldn't become a shtaker, and if they're going to be shikar, they won't have das. Now, Vavalt, she's a katana, going with Rashi, that she was three, not like this. Rashi, she was three, so it's a katana. So Besul, the father, has to fast. So Besul was fasting. So Madonis Nasan Lachiyav Ima is not including Besul. That's not a shverkat, because he's fasting. Only later, Vayoyim Rachiyav Ima. Where's Besul? They're talking, the Hanu, the Shiddah, that Besul should get involved. Over there, Rashi is Madaik already, that he died. So someone once asked me, but how did he get poisoned? Yeah, it's Nishkan Kashaf Besul, yeah. He was officially fasting. But the Meshech Chochma learns differently. The Meshech Chochma learns, McDonald's Fakert is little Stamazay, what's called. The MS Eliezer appeared a whole flesh of Yisuda. But Besul was already dead. He's going out like that. Not like the Diyuk that he only died two psukim later. He's talk already dead now. And that's why there was supposed to be a Gan Sefleshi Gesuda, but they were availing, so up in Zayit, he gave him the McDonis. McDonis Nosan. Nosan Lachiyav Aleima. Shtei Behemshech, that she sees Yitzchok. Vayetze Yitzchok l'suach basod. It's also sicha. It's mincha. Avraham Avinu tikkun shachar. Yitzchok tikkun mincha. Vayetze Yitzchok l'suach basod. An interesting taisim sochem daf. Kuf Zayin asks, why is tefilas mincha called mincha? The tefilas shachar is connected to tamar shel shachar and connected to Avraham Avinu. Tefilas mincha is connected to korban shel tamar shel ben arba'in. And Yitzchok and Yaakov is ma'ariv. It's alos ivarim v'dorim. Tefilas ma'ariv v'shus. Parshas Vayetze. What's mincha? A carbon tumet came along with a mincha. Besides the animal, the behemoth, the seh, it also had a mincha of flour. But the tumet shel shachar also had a mincha. What's that? Mincha is called mincha. The tumet shel shachar had a mincha, and the tumet shel ben arba'in had a mincha. What's that? Mincha is called mincha. So Taisa says, because shachar already is called shachar. But I saw a different shot, the Mitzayin and the Gemara from the Avud Raham, that why is it called mincha? Because the Zman of Davi Mincha is the Shoah Siris, and that's the Zman that Adam Rishon was Choyte, the Shoah Siris, Avishtek Nemedrish. And it says when he was Choyte, the Lashon of the Pasuk in Bereshit is L'ruach Hayoim. And the Targum over there says L'minach Yoima. L'minach Yoima. So that's a knetch on Mincha. There's another Pshat wrote down in Tanya and Hagim that Yitzchak Avinu himself was a carbon. Yitzchak was a carbon. But a carbon needs a carbon Mincha also. Yitzchak would be a Kedah, but he needs a Mincha. The Mincha of his carbon was Tfilas Mincha. So Yitzchak's tefillah was mincha tak. His avoid was that he was tak the korban aleh. and his vayetzah Yitzchak l'suach was the mincha. You have to know though that taka mincha is taka a mincha. Shacharis is when a person starts up his day. He just got back his neshama, and it's time to be meshabach to the Bnei Shalom for the start of a new day. Ma'ariv is at the end when he's being mafkidit back again. Biyot tafkid ruchi. And mincha smack in the middle of the day, in the middle of the Hebrew Olam Hazeh. It's a mincha. A zman again, another rendezvous with the Rabbeinu Shloim, besides about at the starting point and an end point. This is a bezundere darga of a mincha. A person has to take it in the salik. All the tirdes hayoyim, the tirdes hayoyim avada by Bnei Torah is the Rambam and the Tosfos and whatever the sugi aber, whatever the tirdes hayoyim is, that's the zman of taka making a mincha. Vayetzi Yitzchak l'suach masodeh. Good.